seven games trying to get the defense here. What's happened in the last five, six games for the defense?
A lot of work in practice, number one, and a lot of film study. We really took advantage during the semester break and had a lot of extra time and used it. Individually, we'd get bring kids in and then as a group and got some old films of last year. And, you know, Fluff, until this year, never really was demanded. Defense was never demanded of him. Deion Dowell played nothing but 2-3. Before he came here, and I don't know what they did in high school because I didn't see him play. And they're all stars offensively when they come here. And, you know, I thought we would be better earlier defensively, but I also thought we'd have Sam Anderson and Lanny, who are very good defensive players. I mean, Lanny, you know, there's a lot of talk about the point guard and the leadership, but Lanny Smith is a very good defensive player. He knows what he's doing out there. Fluff is still not there, but the effort is there. He's scrapping and scrambling. He's going to make mistakes, but in our system, if I rotate out on Chris, then the next guy knows to rotate out on Murph. Instead of pointing, like, there's an open guy, now at least he's going out there. It may not be the perfect rotation, but that's what they're supposed to see. The nearest guy, he rotates, and the next guy takes the next guy, and we're scrambling defensively. And Deion's starting to pick up on it, too.
And more of the point was, Mark Sloan right here, he couldn't guard me. Yeah. Now he's
my son came to some practices early on. He said, Dad, he said, Fluff, not very good on D. He said, Deion stands up straight. He said, Marcus might be the worst defender you've ever recruited. To me, because I played the game and, you know, I took pride in my defense. If I didn't play great D, I knew I wasn't going to play. And all the great defensive players I've had over the years start off being guys who aren't big offensive guys. Brian Latham, for instance. Oliver Lafayette's like the first guy I can remember that really focused on defense, even though he had a reputation as being more of a scorer. It's just the culture today in basketball. You know, they're in high school, they try to protect the stars, keep them on the floor, and then in AAU ball, it's a lot of 2-3 twiddly D. So we've got to break it, and it's just taken longer than I thought. But I know we would have been way ahead of this if we didn't lose, you know, those two guys in particular. And Tap, I mean, you know, his knee surgery in September really hurt us. Because one thing that I liked about him more than anything else was his defense and his rebounding at San Jack. And hopefully he'll come on. He's practicing better and all that. You know, he might be the missing link. I also noticed, even though he only played 7 minutes tonight, I liked the way Robert Lee looked out there tonight. You know, he missed a shot, but he played great defense. I think he's ready to come on and do more for us. Nick didn't get much time because Jamar and Deion played so well, and when he got in there, he did a good job. But some nights, you know, I'm going to try to move Deion to three a little bit so I can get Nick, Jamar, and him in there together, particularly when we're going to play some zone.